next poem, okay. The next poem is called Bear With Me. Because I'm always afraid I'm going to screw it up. I've been trying to save somebody. Mostly it's a face hiding in the cracks of my bedroom ceiling. Mostly it's a man who only shows himself in the blood vessels of my eyelids when I squint at all the sun most days, too bright for clear vision. Mostly it's a man. Never a woman. I've never wished to save my own kind, a guardian angel, maybe someday for somebody, maybe someday for some man. Mostly he looks like my father, fat and sad. Have you ever wanted to mold dough into rosary beads just to string them from fall trees and let them be blown sideways by your own breath like forgiveness? Have you ever wanted to whiten the red eyes of a stone boy just to let him see you clear like bleach and broken glass? Have you seen your grandfather cry? Neither have I. But I've seen him kneel at his dead wife's grave and sit silent mostly. I wanted to break his neck because someday I will guard somebody. Someday he will cry for me mostly because he will know the sting of my sweat on his eyes like a ripe onion being cut for stuffing on Thanksgiving Day. I will sweat for his safety. He will look like my father, the soldier I throw behind the bookshelf on the Sunday mornings when war decides to make the front page. Have you seen that soldier smiling? I have. I've wanted to wrap his grin in paper mache and beat the fight out of it. I've wanted to lick his wounds, every piece of particle space on his body dry until he's forgotten the sting of shrapnel and his mother's grief. Mostly she is angry, like a dull steak knife who knows what it feels like to cut through skin with just her voice. I'm looking to save somebody with just my voice. He looks like that little boy who's fallen playing cops and robbers. Most rounds I want to play ceasefire, dinner bell, come on home, or I will be the nurse. I've wanted to play field nurse or medicine woman or mother. May I wrap my skin around them? Those convicts I see on TV, they stare like they know most parts of a woman better than I. I don't doubt their crimes, but my favorite combination of two English words is still swaddling cloth. And I wouldn't mind mummifying a murderer with my own two arms if it meant I could undo his father's knuckles like unstringing planets from their orbits with just a snip of a sinew. My two arms are mostly muscles, but there's a little bit of shame on you stuck within me for the mothers who let some sons become what they come to be. I would like to reroute the stork some nights. I would like to open my womb to the wounded and repair them with my own blood. I sometimes feel I have no use for it, beating cyclical like a mutt after his own tail, like my own two hands. I would give them to a limbless carpenter if he could build me a house large enough in which to house my guilt for being beautiful and never being able to empty my wallet fully to the man on the corner with a smile, just like my father's and my grandfather's. And my grandfather has been mostly a poor man. I have been mostly a crier. I sometimes have to laugh at my own two faces. They speak in different languages. One of them is crying to be held. The other is a hold on comfort as big as the beating heart of a broken child. I will hold him. My little boy, he has glass eyes from too many nights made for forgetting my memory. Only that's guilt in, and I have enough guilt to fill oceans with. I have enough caution in my voice to make the general wary of my footsteps, and it's true. I do want to take you in my ribcage and bind you inside me until you know how to breathe calmly. It is true. I am mostly calm, like the second before a storm. I am mostly safety, like the moments between bombs. I am mostly a mother. Sometimes I play daughter, but I am mostly a sinner. Sometimes I pretend myself the saint. I am mostly an echo of your Hail Mary. Never just the sound. I am mostly the crescendo of a man's fist, never the slap back across the cheek. I have always been a broken compass, spinning whenever someone steps into my sphere. I know not how to stand steady, but I will someday stand steady for somebody. I will whiten his eyes and knead his flesh to dough, then to featherweight wings, then just the outline of an angel, we will jump together. I have always been the user, never the pusher, always been the fall, never the ripple outwards. I have always been the breath on the other line, never the breather. I will breathe somebody life someday, someday for somebody, someday. I promise I will save you.